The travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand has sparked hope it might be extended to other countries in the Pacific to help reignite the region's struggling tourism industry. COVID-free Fiji is hoping to be top of the list. Its domestic economy shrunk by almost 20% last year after COVID-19 forced border closures. Fantasia Lockington is the CEO of the Fiji Hotel and Tourism Association. She's spoken to RN Breakfast's Max Chalmers about her country's desperate plight to welcome Australians back.
You know, our borders closed for the last 12 months now. We've not had any international visitors. And when you consider that this is an industry that's contributed 3 billion Fijian dollars to government revenue in 2019, it's almost 40% of GDP, and it's employed 115,000 people in the sector. We obviously really desperately need to open our borders. We know, for instance, that many of our small SMEs are struggling right now, and we don't believe they'll be able to hang on until the end of the year.
Are there parts of the country that feel a little bit like ghost towns at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Up in our northern areas, as well as our island resorts, the further away they are from the mainland, they will be, I'd say, 80% closed.
And so what has all of this economic turmoil meant for the lives of normal people across Fiji?
Initially, about 80% or maybe a little bit more than 80% of our workers had to be let go or put on leave without pay, or large groups of them were actually paid out. But a large proportion of our staff that were engaged within the industry have still not been able to find work. Many of them have gone back to villages, or if they've owned land somewhere, or they can go fishing. It's the sort of place like any other Pacific island where if you've got access to land, you're not going to starve. But that doesn't mean to say that the populations haven't suffered in some way in terms of being able to repay loans, continue to pay rents. There are lots of empty buildings where people would rent, for instance, in the corridors where tourism was more prominent.
Australia and New Zealand have now confirmed a two-way travel bubble will mean people can move between the countries without having to quarantine for 2 weeks. Would you like to see Fiji and other Pacific islands included in that arrangement? And if so, how do you imagine that would work?
Look, obviously that's been of key interest to us. We've been really successful with our repatriation flights. Fiji has been successful in being COVID contained for over 350 days now. And we've only got one border quarantine case that's active. We've adopted industry-wide practice for what we call in the Care Fiji commitment. We've been practicing the COVID safe guidelines. We're basically ready, and we've been in receipt of 110,000 doses of vaccine from the COVAX facility. So our frontline workers have been getting vaccinated over the last few weeks. We heard about the Australia-New Zealand confirming the Trans-Tasman bubble, and that's really exciting for us. We'd like to think that we're doing the right thing so that we get considered next.
Have you been talking to the Fijian government about whether they're engaging with Australia and New Zealand on this? Do you know, are they talking to the countries about it? And do they seem optimistic to you about something actually coming out of this, in the near future?
We have definitely been talking to the Fijian government about the discussion levels at obviously the, with the governments of Australia and New Zealand. We've also been talking to the Australian and New Zealand High Commissions here in Fiji, and they're they've always been optimistic and very supportive of the industry. So, tourism stakeholders would like to think that we will get included in that bubble, sometime soon, if not, by June or July sometime. It certainly would make a major difference from the get-go. Australia and New Zealand make up 64% of our total market share for visitors coming into the country. And so the bulk of our market is between the two countries, with 41% just being Australians.
That's Fantasia Lockington there, CEO of the Fiji Hotel and Tourism Association, speaking with Max Chalmers.